season 8, episode 2 of Game of Thrones in the books, and I'm a little disappointed.
Why?
I think I hold it at such a high standard now that the last two episodes, like, I get it. The first episode was very much, hey, we're all in this together, we're all back together, let's bring all the cast and crew together. But to me, it's almost starting to seem like a bit of a swan song for the entire cast to kind of hang over the last time. I kind of felt like I was watching the cast more than I was watching the Game of Thrones characters. This kind of, ooh, remember the old good old days, and oh, remember how far we came, and remember all the way back to season one, and ooh, it's been a jolly old journey, hasn't it?
Somebody should sing a song.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt that there was a lot of those scenes that you were thinking, like when they were all sitting around the fire, when Tyrion says, we've all been in here and fought the Starks, but now we're all sitting here fighting for them. And I thought that was really interesting. So they were doing a lot of that backup. And I agree. I got a lot of that in the first episode, which I really liked. I didn't see a lot of issues with it like a lot of people did. Again, if you heard the first podcast that we did about that, I just didn't like the dragon floating into the air. But when it came to this, there was some times where I thought it was quite slow.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It,
no fight scene.
No, there was nothing. And not that I'm saying I need action, but we've come to expect some sort of action throughout. And the fact that it's the last season, we've kind of been building up to this. They could have taken these first two episodes, crammed it into one. They really could have. Make that one a 90-minute episode. Give us a couple 60s and the rest 90s, however they decided to plan it out. But I don't know. Now it felt like it really dragged. I mean, it was cool. We got to see Arya hook up with Baratheon's bastard. Daenerys now knows the truth that she's banging her nephew.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
Right at the end, yeah. Though, in the way that they looked at each other. And then she realizes that he could sit on the throne. So now you got to watch. Like, she may try and kill Jon Snow, which if she tries to kill Jon Snow, there's a million people that will kill her for it.
Well, and that kind of plays into what I was saying in our episode one review, where Sam, you know, he's got some animosity now because she torched his brother and his father. And maybe he needs even more reason now to kill her. But to me, they've been setting her up. And even the one-on-one that she had with Sansa, I don't know. I just feel like she's going to take a turn for the worse. I think she's going to get, you know, the throne in her mind. She made it very clear that's been her goal the entire time. The throne, to take back what's hers. She's starting to talk a lot like Cersei did as far as, you know, this is it. Like, this is mine. And I don't know why. I can see her doing a downward spiral. As far as becoming the enemy of the people.
She has been such a likable character for such a long time. It wouldn't surprise me if they turned her at the end. Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me. There was no surprises in this episode besides Arya hooking up.
Yeah. Brienne getting knighted. That was cool.
Yeah. Again, it was this episode once again was giving the audience exactly what they wanted. Oh, everybody's sitting together. Everybody's fighting. Everybody's getting their weapons that they all wanted and getting to say everything that they wanted to say, which is very strange for Game of Thrones, which leads me to believe I know that they are having the most epic fight scene ever.
It's the calm before the storm. I totally get it.
Yeah, I think next season, like the next episode is just going to be, you know, you're going to lose half of those characters.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, for the amount of hugging and oh, we're all part of one big family before they go into
even the
battle.
Mountain
or the Hound.
Sorry, the Hound. I did, yeah. It again. The Hound, even the Hound. I mean, sitting around.
I'm just kind of curious to know, like, when this big battle's going on. Like, they've got four more episodes to go here. So, are we going to see some more Iron Island stuff? Or are we going to see more King's Landing stuff? Like, they can't just sit there for 90 minutes and do one giant battle.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. It's like I said, they lulled us in the first two.
Yeah.
They hooked us. Everybody's getting everything. You're going to lose most of those characters. And then I think some of those characters are going to manage to retreat because I know that the idea is that they're going to go for the Night King, and we know that he's coming for
Bram.
So I think that they're going to be able to retreat and get back closer to the next. Where would be next to Winterfell?
I don't know. King's Landing would probably be next stop. Next stop on the list.
Yeah, I can't think for where the map is. It's interesting, though. I keep thinking every time they pan over to Bram, you know what's going on. Why don't you just tell everybody?
Yeah, right. I'm a three-eyed raven.
Yeah, my favorite, I saw a meme this week of Bram. There's a meme of him just sitting there. He's like, everybody's freaking out. And there's just Bram looking high in the corner.
The one line he threw out right at the beginning, which I thought was awesome, and it was probably the best callback to season one out of this entire episode. But when Jaime Lannister is standing in front of Daenerys Targaryen kind of pleading his case as far as, listen, my sister's a bitch. She didn't send shit, but I'm here and I'm here to help. And he kind of said, hey, everything I did in the past, I did for my family. And Bran just looks at him and goes, the things we do for love, which is the line that he threw at him right before he shoved him out a window.
Yeah, that's so, right.
So they had a moment. Arya and Baratheon had a moment. All of the big battlers had a moment. Everyone just seemed to kind of have a moment.
Yeah, they're all sitting around a fire, drinking wine, having drinks. And like these are all the title characters that you've been following around. And again, they're just setting you up to kill most of them.
Exactly. Now, the question is who gets knocked off?
I think quite a few of them. I think the big guy that was talking about killing the giant. What's that guy's name? The ginger?
I can't remember his name. I can never remember. He's fantastic. He's the wildling.
I think he's gone. I think Squire's gone.
Podrick, yeah.
I think there's going to be a big character that goes as well. You know, Baratheon.
The bastard kid?
I think he's going to go too.
What about Arya?
No, Arya Stark is going to be one of those characters where you think maybe she does die. But because she is the woman of part of the man of the many faces,
right.
I believe that she will get right up towards the throne, or get somebody comes after Jon Snow. I believe she will be the person that kills that person because she would want to see him succeed on the throne. She doesn't want the throne. She just wants justice. So I really believe that if you see her die, it won't be actually her dying.
I'll be honest with you. Theon Greyjoy is really starting to get on my fucking nerves. I mean, this guy is. Been good, he's been bad. He's been good, he's been bad. He's been bad, he's been bad. He's been bad, he's been kind of good. He's been good, he's been helping. He's bad, now he's good. I just, don't trust him.
He's gone too. I think he's dead in the next episode.
I don't know. The way Game of Thrones goes, he could end up being he could sit on the throne as a eunuch for all we know.
I also think that you're going to lose Sansa too pretty soon.
Oof.
Because she's not really, I mean, she's been through a hell.
Yeah.
But if you look at that commercial that they did when they were all in the basement.
Right, in the crypt.
Yeah. And they're all in the crypt and there's the three of them there and you look at it, she was the only one that didn't look old. Remember, they all look like John was aged quite a bit and Arya was older, but she looked at the same age. So yeah, if you were to play into that, if you think that they were maybe trying to hook us, again, you're going to have to start killing people off. It's Game of Thrones. You got everybody together. People are going to be dying. I'm curious of how they're going to use the dragon.
Yeah, we didn't see the dragons at all this episode.
I didn't think you would, though. Really, they all flew off into the sunset on a magical dragon.
Yeah, after the Grand Canyon love scene.
Yeah, they could have done without that. Again, it was quite long. So I'm curious now because when Bram said, well, you know, about a dragon fire, no one's ever tried before.
Yeah,
however, no one's ever had an ice dragon before.
Very true.
And again, so now if you have the fact that he can touch the dragons, Jon Snow, if he can touch the dragons...
Yeah, I think after Daenerys dies, I think she's definitely going to die. I just don't know when. I don't know if it's next episode or the episode after, because even if she dies, it's not like they're all going to stop and go, oh no, the queen's dead. They're going to keep fighting for the sake of living. But like I said in this episode, we go after the Night King and the rest of them should fall, kind of very similar to Fifth Element when he says they won't fight without their leader.
I wonder if they will get Bram.
I think Bram and the Night King are
one and the same.
Well, not one and the same, but again, I mentioned this last review that there's theories that the Night Walkers and the Night King is actually a Stark. He's attended like part of that family, so they're connected in ways that they haven't quite told us yet on the screen. But it's funny, I mentioned to you during the episode that out of all the families, out of all the houses in that story, the Starks have fared the best. I mean, yeah, sure, they lost Ned, they lost Mom, and they lost one brother. Other than that, they're all still intact. It's pretty good.
Well, they lost the younger brother, too.
You're right. Younger brother.
How did he go? I don't recall how he died.
No, I think they're still around. I think they're still floating around there somewhere.
We would have seen them by now, because remember he...
Well, Bram's twin. Oh, maybe he died on the road when they were traveling. That's a good question.
I don't remember.
I still think they fared the best overall, though, as far as houses go. I mean, you look at the Lannisters, they lost their father, they lost all their children.
Well, and again, it's interesting because remember what he said, Jaime said, my sister wasn't going to send anybody up there. She has all these people that are working for him, and that's that creepy guy.
Right, yeah. The Ironborn and the hired guns, that Golden Army or whatever.
So she's just protecting her own land, so she's not going to go anywhere. So we know that this next episode is going to be this epic battle, and it has to move that way.
Well, the only thing I could see is if you're kind of right, if they retreat all the way to King's Landing, then maybe they take the battle right to Cersei's doorstep and she's kind of forced to fight on their behalf.
Yeah, and she just slaughters everybody on the end. Oh, man.
Yeah,
how many episodes do we have left? Five? There's eight episodes, so six episodes left.
Is there eight?
I believe there's eight.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right. So I don't know. That one, to me, they're prolonging the inevitable. I think they could have completely scrapped that episode, crammed these first two into one 90-minute episode, mm-hmm. and then move forward. But overall, hey, it's Game of Thrones. I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. They could have shortened it up and maybe get into a little bit of the battle scene. So when they, you know, when they walk up in the very end scene there,
mm-hmm.
and he comes in, that would have been nice to see like 10 minutes in and maybe them like actually crashing up against each other.
Maybe. Yeah. Too much warm and fuzzy. Too much warm and fuzzy.
Which is very surprising for Game of Thrones, but yeah. It's their final season. It's the final swan song. Everybody, you know what it is? Everybody's getting their last big shot in the camera,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
Everybody gets their last monologue, their last moment.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that the knight, she's been knighted now.
Brianna Tarth.
I think she's dead in this episode. Hmm. In the next episode, she gone. I really think you're just going to see Jon Snow, Jaime Lannister,
Tyrion,
and Arya for sure. Mm-hmm. I really think those four for sure are going to make it.
I think Daenerys is done in the next two episodes. And I think Jon takes control of the dragons.
I think he does take control of the dragons. That's why he's...
And we saw his wolf for the first time in fucking who knows how long.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Where the fucking wolf been?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like, the wolves, they played it off in the first scene like they were going to be a big deal, and they started killing them off one by one. And all of a sudden, Jon's like, Jesus, he's still got the wolf? Where the fuck has he been?
Yeah, and so there's got to be more wolves out there, isn't there?
No, the rest of them are all dead.
No, they all died?
Yeah, the rest of them are all done. Arya's got put down. Sansa's got put down. Yeah, they're all... Jon's the only one with one left.
I think you're right about Sam, though. I think Sam might have something to do with killing
Daenerys,
or again, everybody's protected Jon, and Jon is dead. Oh, we can't forget that. Jon came back from the death, right? So the Lord of Light also, he goes through with the guy with the one eye.
Yeah.
So that whole thing about these people coming back to life, there has to be something about that with the Night King. I mean, because the Night King's dead. Yeah, Jon Snow's technically dead.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we got to play into that. And my cousin said this to me, if he's dead, then could he actually have, you know, make babies because his sperm is frozen? He's got dead sperm.
Yeah, who knows? Hopefully, they got a lot of explaining to do over the next few episodes.
Yeah, and now the next one, obviously, I know that they're supposed to be these epic battles, so I really believe that these next ones, this is what it's all about. They're going to be slaughtering people left, right, and center.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right.
Well, because they did say at the beginning when they started this, that this was going to, you know, make people just poof.
Yeah.
So again, they gave everybody their monologue. They've done it. I agree they could have shortened it into that first episode, and then we came into the second episode ready for the battle. So I think there's going to be a lot of death in the next four to six episodes. She all done.
We'll find out in episode three.